I'd like to invite up Caitlin Gettler, and she's going to give the same talk, or something very similar, that she gave at the baccalaureate, and it got rave reviews. People were just thrilled. So thank you for joining us, Caitlin.
So I have to say one thing, is that these robes are really hot. tomorrow's going to be fun, but I don't see how you guys do it, honestly. They should have, like, summer robes or something for you guys. But I just want to say before I get started is that this speech was really written for a ceremony that was supposed to reach out to all faiths. So I know everyone here pretty much believes the same thing, but I know I addressed several times in this speech that not everyone in this world believes the same exact thing. So, like Father Thomas said, I'm Caitlin Gettler, and I'm a senior, soon-to-be former JDHS student, and I'm ready for the rest of my life to begin. But the closer and closer I've gotten to graduation day, the more and more reflecting I've done on my life over the last 18 years. And I want to share with you today something that has always been an important part of my life, and that's faith. If you're sitting in this room today, it is because you have faith. Faith in something. While not all of us may believe the exact same thing, we all believe in something. And it is this faith in a higher power or the world around us that shape us into the people we are meant to become. I'm Catholic, and like my Christian brothers and sisters, I believe in one God who is all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful, and also in his Son, Jesus Christ. I've gone to church just about every Sunday since before I can remember, but going to church and having faith are two different things. Anyone can sit and listen to the Word of God, but it takes a true person of faith to carry what you hear over into your everyday life. And faith for me, that kind of faith, has not always been so prominent in my life as it is today. During my middle school years, I lived and breathed for sports. I played basketball, ran track and cross country, and was up at Eagle Crest either skiing or snowboarding just about every weekend. Sports were my outlet. Whenever I was angry or upset, I would work on my jump shot or kick a soccer ball in the backyard. This wasn't really a problem for me until I had two knee surgeries, my eighth grade and freshman years, and I was forced to quit just about everything. I was devastated, and to this day, it is still hard for me to walk into a basketball game knowing I'll never be able to suit up. There was an emptiness inside of me. My smile had lost that spark, and I felt like I had nothing in common with my friends anymore. Don't get me wrong, I was still a generally happy person, but there was definitely something missing. At the start of my junior year, I decided I needed an adventure, so I spent a semester living in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, with my grandparents, and it was down in the Bible Belt that I found what I was looking for. I went to Halifax Academy, a very small, non-denominational Christian school, and I was a little bit nervous, and I'm sure all of you guys can relate to this. We Catholics are often misunderstood, and I didn't want to be labeled as the school's Mary worshiper or anything like that. But I was pleasantly surprised when the school's message was more universal and stressed the importance of being people of good character. The more and more I began seeing the people around me reach for their Bibles for guidance, I began to search through the pages of my own, something I hardly did ever before. It was there that I rediscovered my faith and began to make it more of a priority in my life. And it's funny how the closer I grew to God, the more the other aspects of my life started to work together. I was truly happy again, and I began to focus on my life as a whole instead of working only on free throws or penalty kicks. And the thing about our faith is it's the most dependable aspect of our lives. Nothing can take your faith away from you. Nothing. And you can find it anywhere. In Juneau, there are so many different faiths. We had a lot of congregations standing up, and it was amazing to see all of the different faiths represented there. We're so lucky to have the opportunity to explore different religions, and I think the more we explore other churches, the more we realize we all have in common. So my challenge for you, not just for the graduates, but for everyone in this room, is to find your faith. You don't have to have a dramatic experience. Rediscovering your faith can be simple, like it was for me. It's a lot easier to find something when you know what you're looking for. So find it, believe it, share it, and live it. Thank you. Thank you.